from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and today we will mark the week because although we've only done about 4 days work, we still have to mark it and it's Friday. We've got fake Nigella news to truth up and then we look for a beer rebate. But let's not worry about any of that. Let's always have 4 day weeks, please.
It is based on the broad premise, I think, which is right, that if you're engaged with your job and employer, you are more productive. Now, this, ironically, comes at the same time as an historic union-based agreement in part of Germany, which will see people work a 25-hour week if they want to go home and look after an elderly or poorly relative. Not just that, but they got a very large pay rise as well. Now, it's going to be fascinating to watch what happens here. My bet is that human nature wins. And by that, I mean everyone's different. And because of that, a broad brush, one-stop shop of an idea isn't an answer or a panacea. And I cite a study done in America involving health-based programs for workers. Company lines up classes in Tai Chi, right? Tai Chi, access to healthcare, general well-being programs. Half the group, they actually paid to use them. Half they didn't. Upshot, neither group changed one jot. Didn't go to Tai Chi. Didn't improve their health, didn't access anything. Theoretically, you would ask, how's that possible? You get free fitness, free health, and even when they shoved money in your hand to do it, you still couldn't be bothered. And yet, well, human nature, you see. So the industrious go-getter at Guardian is going to love the 4 days. I mean, they're going to work hard, they're going to get their job done, they're going to enjoy their 3 days off, but they were enjoying the job anyway. The person who lives for Friday, that downbeat buzzkill we all know and loathe, the one that goes, oh, thank God it's the end of the week, the one that bunks off Monday, they'll love their three-day week as well, but the thrill will wear off and suddenly 3 days is normal and the misery will return. Some jobs, of course, you can't do 4 days. Some people have a lot of work on and spreading the 8 hours on that fifth day is another 2 hours a day for the four might well be a push. Can I cite France also, the home of the slack working week? They're looking at changing that. Why? Because they're hopelessly unproductive. Can I cite Japan and China? Two of the most productive countries on earth. Why? Because they thrash themselves. They send the kids to school 6, if not 7 days a week. They've got no holidays. But man, do they produce stuff in massive numbers. So maybe somewhere in the middle there is the answer. And maybe that somewhere in the middle is, in fact, the 5 day, 40 hour week. We've already discovered the answer. But back to Guardian. I like their change it up style. On paper, this is utopia, of course. But is it the future? Can you actually do more or the same in less time? Can you really do better if there's more downtime? My gut says no, and my gut says 6 weeks isn't actually a proper test time to work that out. Also, this comes at the end of a completely the wrong time for me. I've just had a 4 day week and I loved it. But here's the sad, nerdy thing about me. Given I love what I do and I am blessed, I love a 5 day week as well. Hand on heart, if they offered me a 4 day week, I would turn it down.
Bullshit! That's how I feel about that. And you can come, I'm not coming. If they offer him a 4 day week, I'm taking it. And he can, I don't know what he's going to do on that fifth day, but the show will not be happening. I want to make that quite clear. Anyway, we're here now, so let's mark it. It's Friday.
Waitangi, 8. Good year, no aggro, no bitterness. We might have cracked that mold. Short week, 7. Who doesn't love a short week? Perpetual Guardian, 8. Who doesn't love a short week? 4 days. The theory being, if you love what you do it better, which is true. Derek Wright, 7. My health hero for the week, slashing suits at the Waikato DHB and finally showing us we don't need to spend $60 million a year on hundreds of paper pushers and endless DHBs all over a very small and contained country. The job numbers, 8. 8-year low. More work in all areas, all ages. If you want a job, it's there for the taking. Annette King, our old friend, 7. Our new Australian ambassador. Yes, it's jobs for the boys and girls. It is a grotesquely obvious political appointment, but on this occasion, a well-deserved one. Don't know how Winston's going to talk his way out of it, though. He said, read my lips, no jobs for the boys. Speaking of Winston, his Air New Zealand outburst 3. I mean, if they want to bring Obama here, let them get on with it. I mean, yes, the government's got a stake in the company, but they must be allowed to get on and be successful, which is exactly what they've been doing for years now. Get out of their face. The Greens co-leadership 3. PC nonsense. It's your buzzer. You don't need 2 leaders. You don't need to be gender balanced. What you need are good ideas and to look less wacky so you can actually be an effective political party. The share market 5. End of the world. Oh, no, 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 not the end of the world, Apple.
Although, yeah, today's going to be a little bit rocky for us here in New Zealand, given that we haven't got a convenient public holiday to hide behind the market losses from today now. So, yeah, I don't understand how these things work, and I'm glad I don't. Not really involved. I was sort of involved with our interview with Nigella Lawson this week. Probably more involved than the New Zealand Herald were, even though they decided to then write about it. Listen to this intake of breath, of this sigh here.
The headline in the Herald yesterday read as follows. Mike Hosking, it's 11 to 8, by the way. Mike Hosking v. Nigella Lawson, why celebrity cook's interview became a little heated. That was indeed the second headline they put up. The first headline was something along the lines of why Nigella Lawson doesn't like Mike Hosking. And I read this with some surprise yesterday because, of course, I knew nothing about it, and I knew nothing about it because the Herald's not in the business of, you know, ringing anybody up and asking any questions. The Herald's in the business of literally inventing stuff. This, and you can see in its own microscopic way why people like Trump get frustrated, because this is literally invented crap. This is literally a story they made up yesterday and stuck it in their newspaper for the whole world to see, and presumably if you read it, you would have gone, oh, geez, I wonder what happened there. The answer is nothing happened there. Absolutely nothing happened. What happened was, with the interview, here's my take on it, and permit me, given I was actually there and the Herald weren't, she wanders in, and we greet each other very, you know, very warm and friendly way, and we have a lovely warm and friendly chat, and at the end of it she says what a lovely time she's had. She takes some photos, she hangs around for a chat, very convivial, very lively, lots of people in the room, lots of laugh, lots of good times. We go our separate ways. The interview was on the program
yesterday. I think it's safe to say she was a bit freaked out by your shoes.
Yeah, she saw my shoes and she went, oh, they're lovely shoes, they go with my outfit, were her exact words. Not a lot of acrimony in that, I didn't think. We went our separate ways. The interview was on air yesterday, and a number of people said, that was a great interview. I thought, yep, that was a good interview. Lovely woman, delightful woman. Next thing I read in the Herald, Mike Hosking v. Nigella Lawson. Why celebrity cook's interview became a little lead? Why do they make this crap up? Do they have a meeting in the afternoon in the whole let's make it up department of things they can literally invent out of nothing, and they call this news?
Did you decide to give away her book on your Facebook page to show how much you don't like her?
Yeah.
That'll show her.
She happily signed the books as well. She said, I'm so aggrieved with the interview and our relationship, I'm just going to sit here and sign some more books for you to give away, Michael, in your lovely red shoes.
In fact, I seem to recall they actually gave us an extra one.
Yeah. Probably because they were so ropeable upset.
That's
yes, quite the machinations behind the scene. Whatever. Gnashing and wailing of teeth anyway as management tries to get the Herald and Mike to be nice to each other. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. It's fun to watch, though. It's a bit like the Super Bowl parade. Also fun to watch. From a distance.
Happier days in Philadelphia, though. It's parade day.
Oh, boy, yeah. It's raining ticker tape right now. It looks like almost the entire population of Philadelphia and surrounds a couple of million people maybe have turned out for the Eagles' big Super Bowl parade, which is underway. It is mega, as you can hear. One witch says that if it's true that Eagles fans like most getting drunk and celebrating things, this might go down as the greatest day in the city's sports history because right now they are able to do both of those things for free. The fun started when Eagles player Lane Johnson said he would give out free beer to everybody if the Eagles somehow were able to win that Super Bowl thing. But then Bud Light actually offered to pick up the tab for that when few expected the Eagles to, you know, actually win. So they've been giving out free beer tokens at sites along the parade, but they only have limited supplies. So what about everybody else? Well, they are setting up a website where you can get a beer rebate for 6 cans. So it should be a big, 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 big day.
Beer rebate. I want a beer rebate. I feel like with my wide, diverse portfolio of alcohol investment I've made over the year that I've got some kind of rebate coming back to me. Is it not like taxes that if you casually delve into a whole lot of areas, suddenly you find yourself with a huge tax bill and you have to pay some back? Hope that doesn't happen. Let's go with the rebate. I'm Glenn ZB. Send it here to me at news.zb. We'll see you back here then for more of the rewrap. We'll try for 5 days next week, eh? What do you reckon?